So now we're going to bring up Jessica, and she's, you know, speaking of profiling that Stan had just done, we're going to go ahead and have Jessica talk about data profiling. So take it away, Jessica. I got the slide up here for you.
Thanks, Russ. We're going to take a look at integration services data profiling. So we talked about earlier about if you have issues with your data, sometimes you have to look at every single row to figure out what the problem is, if there's some sort of abnormality or some sort of outlying data point that's actually happening, and you're trying to figure out where that data point is. That's something that we can use data profiling for, to figure out where that information is. So data profiling actually comes as part of integration services. It's a task within the actual package itself, as well as a data profile viewer that will allow you to see that data, to really get in and interrogate, analyze, and discover information about your existing data. You can go ahead and download this with your as part of your SQL Server toolset. It's going to come as part of that. And really what we're trying to solve here is a number of things. You can use it to prevent your warehouse load from failing. If it has null values that are coming in from your source system, you need to actually figure out where those are and be able to capture them in your actual ETL load. You can also identify new validation rules. We're going to look at a profile which will determine a regular expression that you can use to see if your data is accurate. And then finally, discovering inaccurate or inconsistent values that you have. Actually see what that information is. Finally, you're going to use it by connecting to your SQL Server table. And you can connect to anything greater than SQL Server 2000 to see that information. So let's go ahead and dig into our demo. We go ahead and flip on over there.
I know many times I'm doing app dev, and I'm saying my code is right. The code is right. And then it's the data, right, that might be causing the problem with you. Maybe there's something unexpected. So this is, I think, what the beauty of this is. So go ahead and show everybody.
What we have here is an integration services project. And this is something that we can create in Visual Studio by going to our File menu, New, and creating a new project. When you install the SQL Server client tools, it installs all of the business intelligence project types for you: integration services, analysis services, and reporting services. What we've created here is an integration services project. We have a package already created for us, and we can go ahead and bring over our data profiling task into our control flow to start setting it up. I'm just double-clicking on that task to open it up, and we'll specify a file connection of where we want to store our profiling data. We're going to store this in a folder I have temporarily on my machine, the tools folder.
Good name.
And we'll call it profile.xml to store our information. Now we can go to the profile request menu and enter in all the different profiling aspects that we want to do to pull our information out. Or we can take the easy way out and go back to the general menu and click the quick profile button to have it create all of them for us. We'll create our connection to our SQL Server database, which is just going to be, we're going to use AdventureWorks for this example. I have it on my local machine, and we're connecting to AdventureWorks Data Warehouse 2008. The table that we're going to select will be DIM Customer. So we're going to look at all the columns that we have in there and see what the data is. It's already selected some profiles for us for default. We'll also select the column pattern profile, because that's an interesting one to look at, and select OK. So now when we go to our profile request menu, we can see all of those profiles that have already been created for us. At this point, we can go into any of those and modify them, change the columns, change the parameters, anything that we want to there. We'll actually go into the pattern profile request and change that. Right now, it's going to try to look at all of the string columns to see if it can come up with a regular expression. And we're going to change that to just use the phone number column. Once we've set that all up, we can just execute that package just as it is. And as it's executing it right now, is connecting to Visual Studio, connecting to SQL Server, querying that table, pulling that information out, and running through all of its information to figure out what the data is actually has any issues with. It's going to store that information into an XML file, which now that the package has completed, which we can see by the green box there, we can go ahead and look at that data by going under our SQL Server 2008 menu. And then under Integration Services folder, we'll click the Data Profile Viewer application. Opening up that XML file that we just created under our cTools folder, we can see we have profile.xml. And over on the left, we can see the data source we connected to, the different servers, databases, and tables. And we actually could have selected different ones there. And then we look at all of the different profile information. We start with our candidate key profile, which is going to tell us what columns will make a unique value, will show the unique value for all of the records in your table. So this is a dimension. So our customer alternate key and our customer key, we know are unique. So this actually is accurate. And then the last column that it says is email address, which is actually kind of interesting and may actually tell us that the business considers a new customer based on if they have a different email address. So we get a little bit of insight into the business. Our next profile is our column length distribution, which is going to tell us the number of characters we have in all of the different columns. If we go ahead and sort on our length column, we can see all of those that are listed here, kind of creates a little bit of a bell curve for us in our counts. And as we scroll through, look at the different columns, if we go to address line 2 and sort on that length, we can see the very first row there that we have one record that has a length of 1. Well, it's kind of an interesting length to have for an address line 2. I'd like to actually see what that is. So if we double click on that row, down at the bottom, it's going to actually come up and show us what that exact record is. So we're able to see that in that address line 2 column, all it has is a character C in it.
So that looks kind of suspicious, I would think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be a good point. I mean, this is very analogous to code profiling. For those that have done code profiling, you kind of determine in code profiling, you know, what's being used, what is it, you know, how much is it being used, and you can kind of pinpoint in your code where to optimize if you're not hopping out of a loop or whatever. And with data, it's very analogous here. Here, this pinpoints something that might be suspect in terms of maybe the data entry is wrong and it's not capturing and putting an edit in for something like that.
So it's absolutely something we'd want to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Our next profile is going to be our column null ratio, which is going to tell us for each column how many of the records have null values in them. Mm-hmm. So for address line 2, most addresses don't really have a second line. It's usually just one. So we can see that we have 98% of our records do not have an address line 2. Yeah, that makes sense. And if I scroll down to the rest, I can see that middle name also has a lot of null values, and then suffix and title do as well. Now, if those are the only columns that we have in this table that are nulls, then I think we're doing okay. It means the rest of our data is pretty clean, and we've got the values in there as far as nulls go. Our next profile is our column pattern profile, and this is where we selected the phone number column. And we can see that it actually creates regular expressions for us based on the values within that column. For the phone number, it came up with two different patterns. We can see that the first one we have listed has a 1 in front of it, and the second one starts with a few numbers. Double-clicking again, I can drill down into that data, and I can see that the first pattern is associated with the international numbers, versus the second one is for our local United States numbers.
Cool.
Our next profile is going to be our column statistics, which is where we can see for all of the numeric columns we have in our table, what the minimum values are, the maximum values, mean, and standard deviation. If we look at the last column we have here is yearly income. For this data set, the minimum yearly income is going to be $10,000, and then the maximum is $170,000, with a mean of around 57,000. The very first column that we have is our birth date. We can see our minimum value is in 1910 and our maximum is in 1980. Now, if we had something where the minimum value was in the 1700s or maximum value was in 2070, we might have some issues with our data and we'd need to start taking a look at it. But right now, we can tell that this data has actually got some decent birth dates in it. And then our final profile, which is probably my favorite because I'm a data warehousing person, is being able to find out what the distinct values are within a particular column. So if we go down to our we'll look at our commute distance for this one. We can see all of the distinct values that are listed there, which is all of the different mile combinations. We have from 0 to 1, 2 to 5, etc. And this tells us that every record we have within this dimension will actually fall into one of those ranges. It's going to have that information in the column. So this is a really great way of finding quickly if you have some inaccurate data, if you have types or codes that you have to have all the information for, and you have something that's either somebody fat-fingered something or we don't have very good validation on the front end, we're very easily able to see what those values are.
So no more eyeballing the data, huh?
Hopefully, no more eyeballing the data.
I don't know about you all, but I feel really tingly inside. That was just awesome, man. Awesome.
Yeah, so it's just a very quick look at the data profiler task, and you can see how it can really be powerful and really help you when you're looking at your data.
All right, thanks a lot. Give it up for Jessica Moss.
Don't cut it no more. Want a big pipe carrying 200 megabits of pure excitement right to my door. Got an SUV with six-wheel drive with 300 horses. I'm never deprived. Infrared sensors for climate control. Zero to warp speed and ready to roll, cause I'm a toy boy out on the fringe, and he who dies with the most toys wins.